Blog Talk Radio.
You're now in tune into the Eagles in Flight album with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Apostle Marcus Dupree is an apostle on a mission. Teaches the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, commissioning leaders, and empowering with an apostolic release. Prophet Selena Dupree is a prophetic intercessor. Birthing out sons and daughters is the prophetic. Eagle Wings International Ministry is located at Midland, South Carolina. They're teaching God's servants how to become leaders, always to edify and enhance a relationship with God. Also founders of Eagles in Flight Fellowship. You can write this ministry at P.O. Box 2185, Richland, South Carolina, 29936. Their phone number is 843-271-1006. And now, you are tuned into the Eagles in Flight Hour. Eagles, mount up, and Eagles, take flight.
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree.
We can talk to a bunch of people, but really when it comes down to, we need to talk to the Lord. We need to get to know Him, develop and cultivate our relationship with Him. You know, He said casting our cares unto Him because He cared for us. A lot of times we carry these burdens when it wasn't meant for us to carry them.
Just wonderful when God places a shepherd in your midst that does what Jesus does.
Everything wants to be built up in our life. Everything has a voice. You know, sometimes we can have so many voices speaking into our ears, and we just need to get to the voice that matters the most, the Lord's voice.
He gives us so many chances because He's a faithful God. You know, we mess up a lot as Christians. Sometimes it's things that we know, and then sometimes it's things that we're doing that we just don't know.
Any which way He can try and get you away from God, He's always trying to do that, always trying to pull you away.
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Eagles Wings International Ministries. We're broadcasting live at BMG Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Eagles in Flight Hour. Amen. This is Apostle Marcus Dupree and also Prophet Selena Dupree. We thank God for each and every one you on tonight. Amen. Let's go to the word of prayer before we begin. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for this word for tonight. Thank you, Lord God, your presence, your anointing is here. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for you moving how you desire to move, touch each and every heart that's lying right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering to us. Lord God, even thanking you in advance for what you're about to do. Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord Jesus. We bless you. Lord God, we thank you for even the removal of your spirit, Lord God, to leave an impact on our hearts tonight with your word. That's the rainbow change in us, Lord God, and help us to walk as the people, God, you called us to be, that we should not allow the enemy to come in our lives and Lead us, Lord God, but we shall continue to walk strong in your word and stand in faith, Lord God. And we thank you as we continue to stand in you, Lord God, that we shall stand victorious. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord God, we bless you right now. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you right now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, and we submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' master's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank God. And before we start, we want to take a moment of silence for the Monroe family. Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife passed earlier this evening in a plane accident. And we just want to, just for one of the generals of this time, we just thank God for what he's contributed to the body of Christ and the ministry. And it's a heavy loss for us. And amen. So we just want to take a moment to give respect and honor, which is due. So we thank the Lord for all of that. Amen. But once again, we truly thank God for what he is doing in this hour. And amen, as we press on and we go forward in the word of God, let us go to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, it was starting at verse 9, and it reads as this. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come unto to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of our fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Glory to God. And tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of who sent you? Who sent you? As we look at that word sent, we have to go back to the original form, and we have to look at the word sent. It means to cause, to go or to be carried from one place or one person to another, to give a message to someone, to tell or cause someone or something to go to a place, to cause to go, to propel or throw in a particular direction, deliver, drive, to cause to happen, to dispatch by means of communication, to direct and able to attend the term or session, a direct or advice or reference, to cause or order to depart, to force out, to drive out or drive away, to cause to assume a specified state, to cause an issue. And the last one, to grow out parts in the course of development, and to cause to be carried to a destination. Amen. And one last one, to strike or thrust so as to imply violently. Okay. Amen. The last one, I like that one. The one says, to strike or thrust so as to impel violently to send sprawling. Amen. So who sent you? Who directed you to go? Who's commanding you? Who sent you out on orders? Who's backing you up? Who's supplying you? Amen. When we look at that word sent, we have to understand, okay, let's go to verse 10. Well, actually, go to verse 10. Come down, therefore, I will send or will equip thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Wherever God sent, that means he also supplies. God is not going to send you out empty-handed, unqualified to do whatever he sent you to do. He's going to send you what you need to get the job done. He's going to send you out ready to move forward. Now, so yeah, that brings us to a question. If someone goes out unprepared, what happens? Well, if they took yourself and they decided to go on their own, they're on their own. But if God sent you, you're ready, no matter what happens. Understand. The number to call for anyone who wants to call and ask, have a question, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the question box. Amen. So here, okay, let's go back to verse 9. Therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. Now here is a God is verifying that he's heard the people's cry. He heard them crying for deliverance, cry of help. They're miserable. All kinds of things are happening. And, you know, they just need some help. Lord, send me some help. I can't. Lord, send me now help. I need, you know, just deliverance. And I have also seen the oppression. So that lets us know you may be going through something right now where it seems like you're crying out to God and say, God, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand why I'm going through this and this, they're going through that. Then he also say, I've seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed you. He said he's seen what other people are doing to you. He's seen the things that people are doing, trying to get over on you and this and that. So he's not sleeping concerning your situation. He's not sleeping concerning your life, wherever you are right now. He's very, very much aware of what's going on. He said, come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh. And he's telling Moses, I'm going to, you are the one who I picked. I have selected you to go forth and be the one who's going to deliver my people. Now, which is funny is because even as a little boy, so much had to happen in order for him to get to his mother to get him to safety. By putting them in the basket and put them up, send them on the river, in order for Pharaoh's daughter actually to pick him up and brought him in and save them and raise him up the way she needed to raise him. It's mighty funny how things turn around. Later on, he had to be the same one chosen by God and to go back to this family to let them know, let my people go. Talking about biting the hand to feed you. But God, he had to actually go back into a place where he was called home to give the message, give the word that God said, I am, said, let my people go. So who sent you? Look at your life. Who sent you to where you are now? Who sent you? And, you know, as far as even with authority and power, who's sending you? Who's equipping you?
One of the things that we have to realize is that you need to make sure that wherever you go, whenever you go, that you are being sent by God, because that's where your anointing comes. That's where your help comes. That's where your protection is. That's where your safety is. We can do a lot of things and go a lot of places, but if we are not being sent by the right person, you're going ill-informed. You're going not really prepared, and we can fool ourselves into thinking that we are in a certain place, and in actuality, it's something that we decided that we wanted to do, or a place that we decided we wanted to go, or in positions that we decided that was best for us, or even other people. You know, if you have a relationship with the Father, even as far as your place in ministry, you can't be pushed or shoved or suggested by others of that place in ministry. You have to have an assurance on the inside of yourself where, what place in ministry you should be in. Because if you're in a position that you shouldn't be in because others have said this is what you should do, you are not being supported by the Holy Spirit. You're not being supported by God, and you're doing a lot of good work, quote unquote, for the kingdom, but you're not getting any type of recognition for the future as far as eternally because you're not in the right position. If God has called you to be a pastor and you're walking in apostleship, when he calls to give reward and ask if the work has been done and all of that, you can say, well, I saved 1,000. But the Lord called, you can say, I saved 1,000 on the east side under the title of apostle. And in many eyes, that would be great and wonderful, and look at what you've done for God. But he called you to be a pastor on the west side to 200 people. And those people have been hungry, and they've not been fed, and they've not been taken care of because you decided that your position was somewhere over here on the other side. And when he judges your works, he's not going to judge your works based on the 1,000 that you thought was the best thing for you on the other side over here. He's going to judge whether you did what you were supposed to do with the 200 over here. And so when we are out of place because we're going about our life going based on what we think instead of being sent by the Lord, we pull ourselves not only out of the safety of God, but even out of our responsibility and accountability that we're held for eternity. And so we have to be really mindful of the fact that, and maybe God called you to be a pastor on the south side, but you wanted to be a teacher on the north. Either way, you know, because, you know, we see that often where God has called you to a, as far as ranking in the body of Christ, he's called you to a lesser ranking, and people decide they want to be ranked higher. But sometimes people don't go as high as they're supposed to because they're afraid of the accountability and the responsibility, and so they would rather be, you know, appearing to be humble, but you're really walking in disobedience. And so as a result, you're not being sent by the Holy Spirit. You're not being sent by God. So you don't have the support. You don't have the framework. You don't have the foundation that you need because you're not being sent by God. So who sent you? Where are you coming from? Are you coming and being birthed out of the right place? Who sent you? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Did God send you or did you send yourself? Who sent you?
It's a thing of were you sent or did you pick up and went? And if you pick up and went, that means you on your own. That's you down on your own force and your own ability, your own power. So that means you're on your own. But when you are sent by God, that means you're backed up by God, you're equipped by God, you're supported by God. Everything is God. Your results are going to be from God. You're going to have the results from God. Amen. Because it was not about what you wanted to do, but it was what God sent you to do. And this is the thing that's going to bring forth results and fruit of the whole matter. Amen. So God is a fruitful, God is a productive God, and he wants you to bear fruit. Amen. So he's going to send you forth in his name. See, but let's go down a little further. He says, verse 11, and Moses said to God, he said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Knowing this, listen here. When you know who sent you, it doesn't matter who he sent you to. You could be the president of the United States. You could be the president of Africa. It doesn't matter where he sent you to. When you go, you don't go alone. You go backed up by God. Amen. You go equipped by God. You go prepared by God. You go positioned by God. And when you stand before whoever it is he have you to stand for, you're not standing by yourself. When you have an officer of the law come stand before you, he's not standing by himself. He's backed up by the law. That's why he has the right to wear the badge, because he is the law. So glory to God. So we come as we walk, as we go as ambassadors of Christ. We're not going in our name. We're going in Jesus' name. We're going in his power, his backing, his strength. When we speak a word, he establishes. Amen. That's why we have to make sure we align with the word of God and the will of God. Because God will back you up. Be sure the work is being done. Amen. That number to call, once again, is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. And so here it is. God don't want you to question, you know, your potential in him. You know, sometimes Moses kid was trying to say, who am I? I mean, what makes me so special? But listen, God knows who you are before you even know. He knows what's in you before you even do. Sometimes we discover some things down the road that we can do. We didn't realize we were good at it, but God already knew. It never caught God by surprise what you can do or how he can use you. Or that he just needs you to do is trust him. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for people to do is trust God, even after they know God has sent them. Trust and relinquish yourself to him and allow him to lead you. Okay, verse 12 says, and he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto you, unto thee, that I have sent thee. See? This is going to be a tangible evidence that I have sent you. You didn't pick up and went. You didn't try and help me out. But I have bona fide, I have sent you, equipped you, launched you out into the deep. Amen. So he says, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. I'm sorry, I'll go back to verse 12. When thou hast brought forth the people of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Because he knows, Moses knows, when people, they will ask, who sent you? Who's giving you the power and the authority to say what you're saying about us, to be free? Who's backing you up? And God said to Moses, he said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. We must know that God has sent us and that he has backed us up to go forth and do what he's called us to do. We cannot allow the enemy to confuse us or have us in a place to where we don't understand. We're not sure if God sent us or not. We need to know for sure that God sent us and that he is backing us up. Glory to God. So we, you know, in those times where, you know, it seems like everything is everything, we just need to make sure that God has sent us. He's equipped us. He's sent us. And I'm thinking about Nehemiah. When Nehemiah went forth, when he had the burden about the wall, amen, Nehemiah went before his king. He was a cupbearer. Amen. So here it is. He went on duty, and the king noticed that he was not himself. So he asked him a question, and that's when he began to share his heart about what was going on by the wall, the family, the city's wall being knocked down. They're unprotected, and the enemy's coming in, doing what he wants to do, and it's a burden to him. So because it's been a burden to him, and because he realized what's been happening, now he realized that, you know what, I got a job to do. I need to go forth and help the people somehow. So he talked to the king, and he told the king what was on his heart. So after he told the king, told the king what was going on, he went forth. And not only did he go forth, he also gave him his signet ring for him to get everything he needed to get the job done. What's powerful as that is, he actually gave Jeremiah his signet ring. And that's like money, that's like a credit card of all time. It's like he gave him his credit card, basically, whatever you need, get what you need to get the job done. Who sent you? See, when God sends you, don't worry, he's going to send the provision to support the vision. You have to trust God. Yes, sometimes it may seem like it's taking a long time to get it. It may seem like it's kind of crazy how, in order for it to get there, but you got to trust and believe God that he's able to do it. Beyond what you can ask or think. Beyond what it looks like. Beyond how it feels. Beyond what everyone else is saying. People could be telling you, look, you just give up. If God ain't going to come through. To know and to have enough God in you, have enough drive for God to stand your ground through it all. Amen. So, amen. So as we just keep that in mind, glory to God, just know that God has equipped us to do what he needs to do. Amen.
When God does that, when he sends us and he takes us on those journeys, those hard times, the Bible tells us that trials and tribulations are going to come. That's beside this point. You know those hard times are going to come. That's not in itself a representation that you weren't sent by God, because the Word of God tells us about trials and tribulations. But when they do come, he has not just sent you, but he's equipped you to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. So if you're in that position, the Lord knows that he has invested enough in you. You have what it takes on the inside of you to actually deal with those things, to deal with those forces in spiritual places that are going to come against you. And the Lord has equipped you enough to combat those things. He's put enough in you that you can withstand whatever the enemy tries to throw out at you. Job is our perfect example in that. You know, God sent him. God knew who he was. He was so confident in what he had invested in Job that he was willing to put Job's life on the line, and he withstood the test. He withstood everything that could possibly come against him and his household. He withstood it in so much that after all the standing had been done, he was blessed even more than he was before the test came. Because God knew what was on the inside of Job. He knew that Job was going to stand with him regardless, no matter what the enemy did, no matter what the enemy said, no matter who came in his pathway. And he had a bunch of friends that just were misguiding and misleading. He had a wife that was just, you know, we were listening to a teaching from our apostle, actually, the other week. And she made a valid point. She said, now, don't be too hard on Job's wife, because you have to remember that she was going through all of this with him. And so she lost all of her children. And if you, any women out there, we know how close we are to our children and how much they're to our heart. Even the one that gives you the most challenges, you have a heart for your child. And you're talking about this woman that lost all of her children. But God knew, even in that point, he knew who would have been best for Job to even go through all of that. And even in her statement of cursing God and dying, Job didn't follow that. He didn't do that. God had invested so much in him. He trusted what was in him because God had sent him. God had called him. God had anointed him. And so even when the hardest tests and trials of life come, even from the people that are the closest to you, the people that are that you feel within yourself, they wouldn't dare do something like this to me. Sometimes you have those people that are just right next to you, almost to your hip, and they're the very ones that would do something that would hurt you. God knows, and if you are where God said for you to be, if you're in the position, if you're in the mindset, if you're in the life, if you're in the will of God, if you're in the place that God has called you to be, if he sent you, you'll be even to withstand all of that. But if you're not sent by God, then there are some things that will come that you won't be able to handle. Because you wanted to be an apostle and God called you to be a pastor. Well, now that you've set yourself in that position, now when the demonic forces come that are of apostolic call, they are demonic forces that only will come to those in that arena. Because all of hell thinks that you're an apostle, and you're really supposed to be called to a pastor. See, you're not going to be able to withstand those demonic forces because you're in the wrong position. You're in the wrong place. God said to be a pastor, and you decided you want to be an apostle. And now the demonic forces are coming to destroy you because they think that you're in an apostolic position, and you're not. You're supposed to be a pastor. and you're not going to be able to stand the fiery darts of the enemy. And so that's another reason why you have to be careful of where you are and being in the will of God and being in the rightful place, because you're going to have to deal with some forces that are not seen by the natural eye unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, that are out there that are searching and looking for those men and women of God to be. They want you to be out of place so that they can destroy you and attack you, because they know you won't be ready. But you've given them right by being in the wrong position. You've given them right to come in and do what they have to, what they want to do in the name of Jesus. So we thank God that everyone here, as we're listening to this, we're doing a self-check and a self-evaluation to make sure that we are sent by God, that we are doing what God called us to do, that we're in the position that God called us in, that we're in the place that God called us in, so that we can have a testimony, not necessarily all of the experience, because nobody wants to go through what Job went through, but at least having a testimony that we were able to withstand the test of time, that we were able to stick with God no matter what. No matter what the enemy threw out, we were able to stick with God because we knew he was our deliverer and our help. And so, who sent you?
Verse 13 says, and Moses said to God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name?" And this is where we have to know God for ourselves, because we need to know his name. We need to know him enough to know that he sent you. You should never have to be in question about who sent you. You should know that he equipped you, he's prepared you, he sent you. Knowing that in the midst of knowing him, you should be able to see him clearly enough to know and understand truly that God has prepared you for this journey, and that you also know him as your source. You know, it's not about, you know, who went first and who went last, but if you just got to know that he sent you, because wherever he sent you, he's going to supply, and there's a purpose for you being there. Any place he sent you to, there's a purpose for you being there. That's why it's good to know who sent you, because when you're sent to go to a place, there's purpose that you bring in on that mission. There's purpose there for you to be there. You know, it's not just there hanging around. No, there's purpose there in that place that God has sent you to. And we have to be confident about this. We have to understand and know that God has sent you. Then you need to be, you need to have this thing settled, who you are and the work he's called you to do. Amen. A lot of times we end up taking stuff that other people designed for us to take because we don't know. We don't know who sent us. What do you know is someone says, take a left turn and go over there and you're there, but you don't even know where you're going at. You don't understand what's going on. And here it is, you find out, and someone made a misdirection or something like that, they sent you to the wrong place. You don't know any better. Amen. That's why we have to know for ourselves who God really is. Know that he sent us, and know that it's backed up by heaven, that he's backing us up. No matter which way the cut may go, you have to know who sent you and know who's keeping you, know who's sustaining you, know who's about to cause you to launch out into the deep. See, you got to know who is your source. Amen. This, as we continue to get deeper into this thing, we understand that we're seeing God as our source, our provider, Jehovah Jireh. We see him as the one who's sending us forward, and he's not sending us forward empty. Glory to God. No matter how many people like him or not, the fact of the matter is he was blessed by God. Just, you know, as we continue to walk this thing out, we got to know Moses has been sent, commissioned by God, equipped by God, and has a purpose by God. When you have a purpose by God, I don't care who has a problem with it, no matter how much they agree with it or don't disagree with it, you are purposed by God. There's a reason why. Matter of fact, this is the reason why you were born, to walk out your purpose in God. Don't let anyone ever belittle you or take that away from you. You need to know who sent you. You need to be equipped equipped from who sent you. You need to be fully convinced and fully persuaded about who sent you. I don't care if the sky is black outside. because you know, just because you know that God told you that it's blue, you should be so convinced that it's blue that people will be like, this guy's hopeless because he wants change. That's how you ought to be when it comes to who sent you. You have to know just that much that God has, is the one who's backing you up and sending you forward. And when you know who sent you, you can stand. You can withstand. You can take the test. You can pass the test. You can overcome the test. You can ace the test because you know who sent you. It's very important to know who sent you. A lot of people have a lot of opinions to say this thing and that thing. But when you know that God has sent you, you are fully convinced and fully persuaded that he who sent you is able to keep you from falling. Amen. Hallelujah. So know who sent you. All right. He says, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? You know, it's okay to have an answer, but you don't have to hold everyone an explanation. You know, in some cases, God will lead you to give you an answer and give more, but you don't owe everybody an explanation for what God is doing in your life, what he sent you to do. You got to know, without a shadow of a doubt, he sent you, he's equipped you, and whatever he tells you to do, that's what he tells you to do. Now, we're not telling you to disrespect the leader or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, some people just want to get in your business and find out what's going on. But you got to be able to really rightly discern who's of good and who's of evil, and what manner of way the people are coming to you to find out things. Amen. The right people need to know what's going on in your life. Well, let me say this. The right people know who's connected, who you're connected to, and who's connected with you. They are the ones who know what's going on or need to know. Amen. Your leaders should know who you are and Father and God, and they should be able to tell, and they should tell if you're that person or not. If you're not in that place, then okay, they should be able to let you know that you're not in that place. But bottom line is, you don't owe everyone no explanation about your life, amen, especially what God has commissioned you and sent you forward to do, amen. And sometimes people can be like a Peter, kind of try to talk you out of something that, you know, God's called you to do, and like how Peter had to rebuke, Jesus had to rebuke the spirit to tell Peter, not necessarily directly tell Peter, but the spirit was trying to use Peter to try and deter Jesus from doing what he had to do. He said, get behind me, say, you are an offense to me. You know, because you have to understand and know, don't ever let anyone talk you out of what God has called you to do. Because you are the one that has to answer for that. See, they're home doing their thing, but really when it comes down to it, you have to give an answer for what you decide to do or decide not to do, that God told you to do. And now you have to live with the consequences of your choices. And sometimes the consequences of not following through when you've been sent to do is way higher than what it could have been. I mean, it's high, way higher than you expect or you can pay. So, amen. Glory to God. You got to know that God sent you. Hallelujah. And in verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. That same I am you talking about, I am he. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. He had to stick firmly by this, say, I am, has sent me to you. You know, you have to be fully convinced of this thing. Amen. So as we see that, so we thank God for what he's showing us with that. Amen. Even how, you know, we just have to make that firm standing. We have to make that firm stand and hold our ground. Amen. Let's go back to verse 1 of chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. So here it is. As we see here, the backside of the mountain, we got to understand that before God sends you, he equips you. And we see here in verse 9 on up where he's sending Moses out. But if you notice in verse 1, this is where his training has began to be, on the backside of the mountain. This is where he encountered God. And not only encountered God, he's learning from God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out in the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see with this great sight why the bush is not burnt. See, in your preparation to being sent, this is where we come into and really discover God. This is why you have to take the time now to begin to know God, spend time in His presence, fellowship with God, and really understand and get to know who God is. It means this is going to prepare you for what you have down the road. This is going to prepare you, or we're going to prepare you for how to walk in what God has commissioned you to do. Amen. His perfect will, God. The number to call in is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Amen. So we see here, God is dealing, as God begins to deal with us, He's beginning to process us. He began to train us. That's why certain things He allowed to happen so many times sometimes, just so we can really get hold of this thing and really come to the fact that no matter what comes against you, don't quit. Because, see, when God sends you, there's going to be all kinds of opposition that's going to come against you just because you're sent. When you are sent by God, that doesn't mean that you have an easy way. Come on, somebody. When God sends you, that does not mean that you're going to have an easy way. That doesn't mean you're going to have a kickwalk in the park. That doesn't mean you get to eat ice cream on your lunch break. But what it means is you're not standing alone. You're not standing on your own strength, your own might. He says we're strong in the power of His might, not our own. So as He has equipped you, He's mobilized you to go forward. Now here it is, He's trying to tell you, you know, stay focused on Him, stay plugged in to God. As you stay plugged in to Him, watch and see how God manifests Himself in your before you. But you got to stay plugged in. You got to stay in focus with God.
In actuality, what it means is that you're actually going to be faced with more challenges because, you know, the higher that God takes you, some people have it really mistaken. They think that the higher they go into God, that means that they sit back and they relax and they have people doing things for them and they have people doing that for them and somebody to put their jacket on, somebody to open their door. In actuality, what it means is that you are at a higher level of servanthood, and you are serving even more. And the attacks of the enemy are even greater. But just like I said before, even with that, you are anointed to deal with those things. You're anointed to deal with the fiery darts of the enemy. Even the great attacks, God has anointed. He's put a fire in your mouth. He's put words in your mouth. He's put, you know, his power is upon you. His anointing is upon you to deal with those things. So no, you're not going to have it easy, but you are going to be equipped. God never sends any of us out to deal with the forces of darkness without the power of the Holy Spirit. He never sends any of his men and women of God out not being equipped and prepared. And the things are there for you, the Word of God there. Your relationship with God has something to do with it. You know, studying your Word, praying in the Spirit, all of that is there. You have to do it. It doesn't fall out of the sky. You can't sleep with that Bible under your pillow. You can't put the Bible on your head and sit in a chair and pray that the word seep into your heart. It doesn't happen. Or lay it across your chest and hope that the power of the word seeps into your heart or the revelation of the word seeps into within you. It doesn't work like that. You have to put the time in. You have to put the work in.
Yes.
But when you do it, you are equipped. God's word never fails. It's not going to fall to the ground, and it's not going to come back to Him void. When He set out, when He said light be, when that word returned to Him, the light was. When He told the moon and the stars and the universe to be created and to sit up there and never move. It never did. It did exactly what he said for it to do. It didn't return him void, and it's not any different today. When the Lord makes a decree and a command, when he speaks a word over our lives and he said this is what's going to be, it's not going to return to the Lord void, but you have to do your part. When God sends you, he sends you with every single thing. What if there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about, you know, if your child asks you for something to eat, you wouldn't give them stones. You would actually give them, you would give them bread. How much more the Father? He's not going to send us out there unprepared. It's like a parent sending their child on a trip with no clothes, no shoes, no change of underwear, no toothbrush, no. And when that child gets to where they're going, they're looking at everybody else to make the provision. God is not, if we as parents will make sure that we even do extra when we send our children somewhere, even if it's with relatives, you know, you send your kids with relatives, you do extra. You put even more stuff than you would normally because you don't want them to be without anything. You want them to not lack in anything. You want to make sure that everything they need when they're away on that trip, that they have it with them, and they're not going to be looking to anyone to get the things that they need.
Yes.
And so how much more would God, if he's called you to a certain place or a certain thing, how much more would he not prepare and have you equipped? Now, what some the confusion that comes in for us, because it's not a confusion for God, is that we a lot of times we think that we're going to see all of those things at one time, right then and there. When the children of Israel left out of Egypt, when they made their exodus out of Egypt and they got into the wilderness, God did not have a freezer, a big, huge cooler traveling back behind them with all the meat and all the cheese and all the milk, and they just would go into it, you know, and we get it. No, they had to trust God every single step of the way. And so they had to trust God on a daily basis for their meal. They had to trust God on a daily basis to make sure that they had clothes and that they were able to survive in the wilderness. They just had to trust God on a daily basis. And that's where we get confused, is because we hear that God says he's going to provide when he sends us and he makes provision for us. And we want to see it all in the suitcase on the way to the trip already there, and that's not always how God works. Sometimes he does. He'll give you everything for that particular assignment or for that particular journey. And then there are other times that he'll say, go, don't take anything with you, and I'll provide when you get there. You know, he even said that, I believe, in the scripture to Paul. He told him, don't take anything with you, just go, and I'll make sure that as you're going, the provision will be made. And it's a thing of the Lord building our faith. It was it's a thing of him helping us to increase our faith in him and showing our ultimate trust in him. Because God doesn't want us to trust. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, not to put confidence into any man. Don't put your trust and faith in man, because men are temperamental. You know, we all are like that. That's just our man makeup. You know, sometimes we happy with stuff and sometimes we not. You know, somebody could try to do something for you and today that you were fine with it, and tomorrow something about him just aggravating you. You know, and it's just part of our natural man makeup. And so we can't even put trust a lot of times in our own selves because we change so much or we wishy-washy so much with certain things. And so the Bible tells us don't put any confidence in man. Don't trust in men. Don't even trust in your own self. Put all your confidence and your faith, your assurance and your trust, put it in me, and I will make sure that things are done. But that's when I send you. You can do that. When I send you, it's legal. When I send you, you can do it, and rest assured you'll know that everything will be okay when I send you. Now, when you start going out here on your own and doing your own thing, there's nothing I can do about it because you're out of my pathway of provision. Because when God sends you, there is a pathway of provision. That means that as you're going on that pathway, everything you need is going to be provided for you. If the children of Israel, when they exited, they went a whole different way, and Moses didn't hear God and go a certain direction, when they went a whole different way, the provision would not have been there. Had they went to another direction and ran into another seat, maybe God wouldn't have departed it and they would have got killed. But they went in the direction of the Red Sea, and his provision was at the Red Sea. And so when the storm came, everything was able to open up the way it was supposed to. So even when it seems like you're not in the right, if God told you to go in that direction, when your natural mind says, this doesn't seem right, it didn't work for so-and-so, and you can't follow that. You got to trust in what God told you to do. And so sometimes, you know, it may not even look the way that we think it should look, but God has it all worked out for a reason and a timing and a particular day or time or whatever. He has it worked out. But we, in our minds, if you're an analytical person especially, you try to figure things out, and it kind of makes it a little more difficult for your faith walk. And so if God sent you, just know that everything that you need to be equipped with when he sends you, it is there. You don't have to trust in anyone but God. He has it, and he'll take care of it.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We have to know when we are sent by God. Sorry for the interruption, but when we know we are sent by God, we have to know that truly God has sent us. When we go for, when it's time, when God has a, when it's come time to preach, we have to know who sent us. When it comes time to be a representative for the family, we have to know that God has sent us. No matter what he has sent us to do, no matter what we are going out to do, we need to know who sent us. That way we can have a stand, a strong stand. If you don't know who sent you, you won't firmly stand, because you begin to question yourself and the abilities of the one who sent you. But when you know God has called you, he has not only called you but chosen you, but he has sent you, you have all the confidence that you're going to need to get the job done. As you continue to go forth and get stronger in your faith, continue and let God begin to mold you and shape you for such a time as this. Who sent you? Whoever sent you, he will equip you, provide for you everything that you need to get the job done. Glory to God. We thank God for his word. Amen. We just want to take time out and just pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your people for hearing your word tonight. Who sent you? That they would know truly they've been sent by you. That you have backed them up for such a time as this. That even as they go forth, they should be strong, confident, not cocky, but strong. Confident, secured in you. You are the one for such a time as this. Lord, you are their help and their strength. You will cause them to hold it together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They will not waver between two opinions, but they should be solid in you. In Jesus' name, giving glory to God. Glory to God. So we thank God for each and every one for the word of God for tonight. And just want to encourage you, amen, do what thus saith the Lord. Visit us, Eagles Wings, International Ministries on Tuesdays and on Sundays, 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sundays, 4 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Join us. Amen. And just continue to stay, keep yourself focused in the Word of God. Amen. Be encouraged. Let your faith continue to be built and strengthened, that you can make a strong stand for God. And you should stand firmly. You should not falter or come short of His glory, as far as between opinions or whatever the case may be. But you're going to stand strong because you understand He sent you. He's equipped you. He's holding you up. So glory to God. Be encouraged and continue to walk out the Word of God. And you have an awesome night. Join us back on next week. Same time. Amen. And be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Good night.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Come on, let me say it. Oh!
to say it. Still here. Still here. I've been through storms and rain. But I'm still here. Listen to this. Some people wrote me off. But I'm still here. Jesus wrote me in. I'm still here. I had to cry sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah. Oh. I'm still here. Help our mercy and grace.